It is not by putting a sticker on your device that it will stop the relay to the mother computer, nor the broadcasting emissions. Something that will stop the broadcasting of the emissions will not allow the device to function properly. If the device still functions, the design is not working. You need to raise the frequency. That is the only way you can stop and shield your child. But I would recommend to remove the device from the child. Eliza, how old do you think it's safe for them to have a device? Thorhan, when the sexual maturity is completed, because their brain is shielded and it is more difficult for them to reach the person. Eliza, that's different for every child. Thorhan, it is indeed. Some individual who reaches sexual maturity is not a child so anymore. Eliza, a lot of the children are using these devices at school mandatory. Thorhan, it is in purpose of course. I understand the difficulty you are facing, but the children must be separated from the devices. Also to really complete their work they have put the towers. You know these towers, I was talking to you about in previous broadcast. With you these towers broadcast very toxic offensive brainwaves, that are very toxic for the brains of your children. These towers will allow your devices to function on a more toxic emission. Elena, are you talking about 5G? Thorhan, yes. They are put mainly next to the schools, community centers, the places where you do your shopping and everywhere where people gathers, because when the devices are concentrated in the same place, the emissions are working better and multiplying each other's devices. Reception. It creates an effect of web that increases the emission. If you can't remove the device from the child, remove the child from the device. This is a choice. Eliza, so are they better off on a laptop, than an actual device and computers? 139. Thorhan, laptop and computers, if they don't have all the applications. The phones are toxic. But laptops are fine if there is none of these applications on the laptop and the laptop are okay. Phones are bad. There are other things implanted in your phones, trackers, that are relayed to very deep things that could scare you. Eliza, the other thing I heard is that there are implanted energy things, that if you watch TV like an entity can come out of the TV and like get into you, but go in your field. Other things being placed on movies that kids watch or TV shows that they watch, that are coming out and attaching to the child. Thorhan, there are broadcasts of low frequencies, who allow entities who are around children to hook at them and set into their soul. But it doesn't come from the television device. The television device broadcast, movies and other information and data, where it carries these vibrations, hold lower down the energy field. Children are receptive to it before sexual maturity. But the entities are not coming from the broadcasted movie, or data or information. But you must be very careful. Throughout your television you just have these subliminal images, that you do not see, that broadcast a very dark universe of symbols and of images of pictures, that may modify the consciousness of your child. Adults are not very receptive to this, children very much. The phones are worst. The phones they can hook at you because they have the trackers. The televisions don't have the trackers. So if you watch movies for children, cartoons as I've heard, it is called often in the latest cartoons. The latest ones from the last 20 Terran years, you have these broadcasted, low frequencies and subliminal pictures. You can say that generally under 20 years old the cartoons are safe. Elena, I can add something that I would say. My sister lives in France and she's last Christmas, she's filmed TV programs for kids with her phone and she sent to me an excerpt of the TV program for kids, Christmas program for kids. And it was a cartoon that was small greys, that were abducting children and the children had to be rescued by other tall greys, that was scary but nice. And it was all about greys abducting children and it was very scary, and my sister was very shocked. And they were called Sikars, the tall greys. They were not reptilians, but they were using the word Chakot. Eliza, so try to keep your kids at home if you can. It sounds like that's the best option on a laptop, if they have to learn. Thorhan, envoy, children of this new wave generation are more powerful and of a higher frequency than your generation. They have been coming from different higher planes of densities of consciousness, and these ones are more aware coming into incarnation in these avatars, and they are going to look for teachings to remember who they are. And these teachings are falsely given, because the Dark Ones know that these children will want to look for these teachings and guidance. So before they find the masters, they will provide all these teachings for fake, that will let them nowhere. Just look at what your childrens are watching. And if it is spirituality, just interfere please. Do not let them look for anything related to spiritual teachings on these applications and internet, Google are not good either. And if you watch them you will see that they are looking to how getting out of their body, to journey and travel in other dimensions, and visit their friends. But then it will be all fake and they will be misled to bad and dark universes and dimensions, and they will get lost and lockeyed into an illusionary matrix. So please be very careful. Your children are looking for spiritual, 140, teachings. Teach them and explain to them that you are there to teach them, and take over the applications. Eliza, you reminded me that's exactly was that they there teaching them to travel, astral travel and doing things to them, that they catch the scores. So what should you do, if that's the case? How do you rescue them? Thorhan, you cannot rescue a soul that is out of its body. You need to find the body first. But then they harvest the soul. It is very quick. Once the soul has managed to get out of the body in their ironly illusionary matrix that they have created, they send codes to R throughout these applications to these children. Then they have the codes imprinted through their eyes, and the codes are projecting their soul into a different matrix, where they harvest their souls. And if they are in this illusionary different matrix, we cannot have access to it, and we need to find the body to recall the soul into the body. We do not have access to the matrix where the souls are sent. Eliza, I'm glad we're talking about this, because this is shit we need to know. So what would a child test that happens to look like? Are they zombies or do they act normal? Is there any way talk no? Thorhan, they either die or the soul is replaced by a synthetic one, and the child become unresponsive, not responsive normally. Remove the devices from the children. Elena, what if we remove the apps, but leave the device as a phone, just a phone without applications? Thorhan, you can do that. The trackers will not do harm to the child, it will just monitor it. But if we remove the applications it will not be accessible. The child cannot be taken and locked away. Elena, do you think that they can capture children like this, like abduct children? Thorhan, yes. Is a child not having a device? Eliza, good luck with that, because at least my children they're teenagers. They come and go. I need to know where they are. So if they have an accident in their car, they can call me. Thorhan, if they are sexually mature they are not as in danger as younger children. You can leave the phone with them. A child is a child, until it reaches sexual maturity, then it is young adult and adult. Eliza, are there certain children that are more at risk than others, like kids that have disabilities or anything like that? Thorhan, some children are stronger and less receptive to these malevolent emissions. The autistic children are stronger because they are of a higher vibration and barely reachable by all these brainwaves emissions. Autistic children are more protected than non-autistic children. They are of a higher vibration and know more and remember more. They are often not fitted for this plane of existence, because they are leading the movement of shift among their generation. They are in contact with different dimensional planes of consciousness, and they are not fitting socially because socially is not yet shifted to a higher frequency of behavior, and they will be totally fitted in the new social world. Now for the moment they are souls from the future, not actually from the future. 141. They are more advanced, because from civilizations on a higher level of development. Eliza, Is the Galactic Federation of Worlds able to destroy their negative frequencies and send healthy and positive frequencies throughout these channels? Thorhan, we are doing it, not via the applications that I described. It is not ours. You need to move these applications from the children. We are broadcasting high frequency emissions and working at neutralizing the devices used from the Dark Ones on your children and all the rest. Eliza, what can we do to help awaken the younger generations? Thorhan, speak with them and you will be surprised. How is their level of understanding? Speak with them openly, they are ready. You are the ones adults who are afraid to speak to them about these things, because when you were their age, you were afraid to hear these things. They are not. They are ready. Speak with them about everything you know and help them. They are craving for guidance. Eliza, how can we teach them to be discerning but yet cautious? Thorhan, explain to them how everything works. They are very receptive and ready to understand. If you tell them about the truth regarding to the sensitive children, very emotional, be careful Tohat, you are telling them about the Dark Ones. Do not speak about how do the Seekos look, because it can scare them and put fear into them. Speak to them with allegories and concepts that are keeping their vibration very high. Then they will be able to understand on a higher level of consciousness, not on the lower level of fear. Eliza, we talked about the 5G near the schools. How can we protect the children? Is Organite effective against this? Thorhan, Organite works only in close aura. It is not very far outreach, because when you put Organite next to your phone device, the phone still works. The emissions are still passing through it. Organite works on organic matter, such as the biological body. It will protect your body as long as you have it on you, on your skin, touching your skin, your epidermis. It will work at protecting the biological cells that you do not get, such as cancers and other diseases of alteration of cells. But the Organite doesn't protect the soul. The soul can be protected by a broadcast of higher frequency. Merkaba works, but only for close contact and around you. These broadcasted emissions are very strong. Merkaba is working better than Organite, because Merkaba is working on a soul level, energetic level, and this is good to wear crystal quartz only. Eliza, if they have a Merkaba charm, then that protects them. Thorhan, yes. Keep them away from these places. Elsia, from the schools. We will try. Some people don't have an option, unfortunately. Elena, I may remind that Thorhan is an extraterrestrial, who is not very used to live on Earth, and so he's very good with advices. But sometimes it's hard to follow. 142, Eliza. A question about transgender movement and if it has been weaponized to confuse children and create disharmony. Thorhan, this is exactly what it was meant for. It has been created to, I do not want to create words that will put you in as a target. These movements have been created to weaponize their agendas. The young persons before sexual maturity, as I told you, they are very vulnerable. And then if the government tells them to be confused about who they are, what gender they are, it will completely disbalance their polarity. Every soul is polarized, and they must find who they are. Bidenying the gender and the polarity, they remove the power from them, but they confuse them also, and the children will lose their balance and be numbed and controllable. Eliza, so what would you suggest? What should we tell them about this? Thorhan, tell them about what you have learned when you were a child yourself, that your species is composed of male and female, binary species that reproduces with two different opposite sexes, and genetics is made for this. This is the nature of your species, and you have male and female, and there is nothing else. Everything that is born with the both are an error in the DNA, and it is all right, because it is nature. Sometimes it happens, but this is exceptions when it is happening. And now people are trying to confuse you by believing that you have known of these two polarity, that your species is denied of its own essence, masculine and feminine, which are the two components of your soul. And if that is denied from you, if that is taken from you, so then it is dangerous, because you lose yourself and you do not know who you are, and you lose your power. You're a male or female, Eliza. I know that there are obviously many gay people. They're male like males other males. They are still a male liking a male, if that makes sense. Thorhan, why do you try to complicate everything? I was speaking about biology, pure basic science. Your species has two genders, male and female. That your liking is for other of your own sex is not relating to your biology. Your biology, if it is male and you have attraction for a non-thermal, it is not changing your gender, you still remain a male. If you are a female attracted by an othermal sexually, you still remain a female and the other is still a female. That has nothing to do with biology, it is just love and it is just the mysteries of the soul. May I say also something? Sometimes a feminine soul can incarnate in a male avatar and then the feminine soul will be attracted by her heart to find a male soul. So she will be in a male avatar looking for a male soul. And that sometimes is how homosexuality can be explained, but not always. Sometimes with envoys you can come from a human race that has different polarities, and this can also play in the game. Eliza, what you were saying basically is that this new non-binary type thing, where they're not any or the other, that's kind of what they've put out there to confuse people. Thorhan, this is the manipulation of the deep state to make people dispossessed of their feminine and masculine power. Eliza, can we create protective environments to counteract negative frequencies such as music, color, crystal, sound therapy? Can we help elevate the environment and how can we harness these frequencies in large spaces with accuracy to surround our younger generations with the healing that can be used for generations to come, and remove confusion that has been created by deep state? 143. Thorhan, first you need to know that you need to tell the truth to your children. But to work on protecting higher, bigger spaces you need to create more broad vibrations and frequencies. Sound eyes and you can use crystal grids, but this must be absolutely impeccable and perfect, and you need to create secret geometry on the ground. But this is not very convenient and may not always work, because it needs to be perfect. You need to create sound frequencies if you want to broadcast in bigger, wider spaces, and the sound frequency must be of the highest possible. If an audible, anything that is higher to 1000 Hz, but it needs to be done pure. Music is composed of so many different frequencies and using music is sometimes a mistake, because music carries low and high frequencies. So use only one sound or 3 to 4 different tones that are all of higher frequencies than 1.000 Hz, but you can do better, you can do it by your consciousness. Your consciousness has a power more important than the power of sound and of light and of time, and of matter. Your consciousness at the moment you elevate it by vibrating to a higher density, it just protects you and your environment so broadly as your mind will decide. Your mind is more powerful than any tools, any sound, any light, any time, any matter. They want to make you believe that you do not have this power. Just know your power, know who you are. Eliza, I forgot to ask about video. I know there's a lot of war video games out there and things like that. Have they put attachments in there as well like in the TV, where the entities can come out and attach to the child? Thorhan, video games working on the base of war, violence, fear? All video games that are addictive, we know which one we are talking about. I do not have names. But the ones where it involves soldiers and killing and blood, and also sexual insinuations are broadcasting also, heavy attachment, are broadcasting also toxic frequencies, very low and creating igniting in the young person, instincts that are used for the dark ones to control these young persons, such as sexual persons, murder, killing persons. And blood is always mentioned, blood is their currency. Elena? He just said to me, that those involved behind these video games are linked with Satanic. Thorhan, it is to draw children into this energy that they can be harvested and hooked remotely. Gainser, they are species of reptilians, they are leading it, these movements and these practices. If it makes you laugh, there is no blood, no killing, no sexual dolls, it is all right. Eliza, how do we teach our kids to connect with our higher self? Thorhan, teach them meditation and yoga. Meditation is best, because they will try to look inside and meet themselves, and while they do that, they are not connected anymore with the devices. Take them outside, connect with nature, the trees, and it will help walking in nature, beach, forest, mountain, everywhere the child is disconnected from the devices field. Your whole planet receives broadcast, but far from devices there is no receptor, and it doesn't come into the person. I need to tell that the receptors are the phones, and if you do not have your phone with you, the broadcast and the emissions go through you but do not attach to you, because they cannot find you or localize you. The trackers do this. Eliza, are our children being hurt by the medication that they are being prescribed, because e-medications they're low vibrational? 144, Thorhan, some medications are chemicals that are altering your body functions. And not only some of them alter the DNA, but lock down the consciousness on a lower level. Not all medications, I do not know. Sarah would know, but she is not here. All I know is that some medications lower down the vibrations and the senses of receptivity, especially in young children. Do not give chemical medications, but natural vegetal-based medications, minerals, plants, water, that is all. Eliza, our children are being programmed by the education system to carry forward the planet agenda. Could we change the way children are being educated in this system, or does the whole system have to collapse first? Thorhan, you need to change mainly the whole system in your European and North American civilization. I would say culture rather. There is so much that needs to be changed, but first the core has to be changed, and then the education system will adapt. You know it is very closed and set, it is like imprisoned rules and education system. The whole system needs to change, but it is already changing, because the Amites are helping. In some continents and countries there are some schools that are being taught in the Amite way. Our Federation is helping your species on many levels. The Amites provide anything that is related to sciences, education and technology for some sectors of your field of sciences, and the education is in their charge. They are providing some teachers, high teachers, some persons that are able to make local changes with new education systems, that are providing an education that allows the children to connect with their receptivity. They teach the children to see without their eyes and to touch without their hands and to speak telepathically. These systems are the systems we use generally in our Federation of Planets to teach the children, and this system is slowly being implanted in some pilot schools. And then these schools are going to prove that this is an amazing way of teaching children, because they become so much more receptive and they can learn way more faster, and they are more skilled, because it develops their tools and their experience from previous lives. And this is already happening. You do not know a lot about it, but this is happening. Elena, the Amites are very fascinating people. I'm very intrigued. I've asked Thorhan many times to connect me. He has a friend. We meet, I saw him once. But that's not happening. Eliza, should we teach our children to Sar? Why I do not consent, I am a sovereign being, if they encounter something they think is wrong or scary. Thorhan, I told you already many times, that you need to teach each other to say this, to stand in a sovereignty, and that you do not consent, that you have this power to be slaves and to consent to fear. You have this power to say no to all these things. You must of course teach your children as this. Eliza, that was an X answer, Thorhan. Thorhan, if you want me to answer by yes or no, we can do this. Eliza, is there anything else you want to tell us, before we go? Thorhan, I want to tell you this, but when you decided to make a broadcast especially on this subject, I waited, because it was better to have everyone listening to me. If you want, we can speak about it even more. It is you, who decide. That was a subject I want to tell you from a long time, And now is the time. 145. I thought you knew that the devices were bad and you had to remove it from the children. But I wasn't aware of how you weren't doing this. You need really to do this. Eliza, I've seen a lot of stuff going on about the chemtrails. How does it affect the children? How does it affect them compared to adults? Thorhan, the children are always more affected by everything, stronger than adults, in any ways. We are working a lot. Elena, I must tell the audience that I'm feeling from you a sudden burst of emotion. They need to know this, that you are like us, and sometimes you may be angry. And because we are very much connected at the moment, I'm feeling his emotions, we are doing our best to help you, and I will repeat this as long as I will need to. You need to realize that we are here to help you, and I am sick of hearing that we are not doing anything. I know what many of you think, and sometimes I want to be angry, because I am not allowed to tell what we are really doing. We do so much, and so much, and so much. I will burst in anger if I keep on talking about this. We are your allies, you need to believe what I say, my words. I have seen sick things happening. I have been involved in a war that was very cruel and that is still going on. Some young persons of our species are dying, and I have seen them die. And this is horrible, because if the soul keeps on going, and if we are all eternal, you need to wait, that the soul comes back in a new body, and you lose your friend, because the one who will come back will be a little child and your friend will not recognize you. It is very hard to see suffering linked to death. Death is not death, it is only a passing and a transformation. But when you see those you love dying, as Elena has experienced it, has reminded me, because we are connected. The young pilots I have seen dying in front of me, because our war. We are protecting you, working for you. And I will always say this again and again. We are your allies and we are helping you. I am really sorry if this comes like this. It was on my heart and we never leave an emotion on our heart, we let everything flow. And now the emotion has gone. I thank you listening. Eliza, thank you for working with the emotion. That's exactly what we need to do here, to learn how to do that. Everybody loves you, they are all thanking you for the service that you have done for us. And we just want to tell you, we love you and we thank you, thank you, thank you for doing this with us too, because you're part of what we do. So we're thankful and grateful. Thorhan, I know and I feel better. Unfortunately you will know that we are like you, subject to emotions, and this is how you let emotions go, by letting them out. Feeling confident that you are in power of your own self. I salute you my beloved brothers and sisters of terror. 146, the 18th of March 2021, Pleiadian contacts Eliza. There's also another video that Elena and I did about the crystal quartz eggs under the Sphinx, that only Elena, I think you're one of the few people in the world that has access to those eggs. Elena, while you are talking Eliza, I was just taking my organite merkaba and just spinning it like this, and Thorhan just asked me to stop, and I felt a discharge in my implant. He said, stop doing this, because it creates a distortion field. It creates, increases, it gives a burst of energy and distortion field, and I would need to retune your implant. So are you going to do that all the time, or are you stopping? So that's to say, this is absolutely damn powerful. That's organite, but crystal is the same. Eliza, what can we use that for? Elena, for protection and increase. When you feel the dark broadcasted field becomes too strong or prominent, it increases the frequency and the energy. For today the topic is taking responsibility as humans for galactic contact. So what does that mean? We're sitting on our butts, expecting to be saved, expecting for things to happen like it's gonna happen on its own, and nobody's taking action. And so need to be taking action as humans, it's our party. So it's important that we understand, that we realize that. It's us and no one's gonna come save us. I mean the Galactic Federation of Worlds is here to help us, but not save us. We're the ones who have to do the work. We are the ones who have to save ourselves. Thorhan, what do you want to tell us about conversation itself? Where what do you see from your side of the house and the Galactic Federation of Worlds side of the house?